Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. BP might finally have a handle on the flow of oil into the Gulf, but that hasn't kept the oil from spilling over into politics. Midterm elections are approaching, control of Congress is on the line, and the oil disaster is quickly becoming a campaign issue. Thanks partly to this one moment.
I apologize.
Texas Republican Congressman Joe Barton apologized to BP CEO Tony Hayward for the administration's efforts to make the company pay for damages. Democrats quickly seized the political moment, and now, where we once had mudslinging in elections, we have oil slinging. Living on Earth's Mitra Taj is on Capitol Hill tracking how the spill is being spun in the campaigns. Hello, Mitra.
Hi, Jeff.
So in what races do you see this issue coming up?
Well, it's been interesting. You'd expect the spill to be a big issue in Gulf states like Louisiana, where Republican Senator David Vitter is being accused of being too friendly with the oil industry, and in Florida, where Governor Charlie Crist recently changed his mind and is opposing offshore drilling in his run for the Senate. But the oil spill is surfacing even in races hundreds of miles from the Gulf Coast.
Like where?
Well, like Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Missouri. Democrats are trying hard to paint the Republican Party as representing oil interests, and some have even taken to calling the GOP the BOP, or Big Oil Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the Democratic National Committee has this new website they call BP Republicans.
Right. And Joe Barton's apology to Tony Hayward is still a favorite target for Democrats. This is President Obama invoking it at a campaign event in Missouri.
No. He didn't say that. But he did. Because they don't think in terms of representing ordinary folks. That's not their orientation. So that's the choice that we face in this election.
So the president clearly trying to get some mileage out of that. Who's he campaigning for there?
That was a stump speech for Democrat Robin Carnahan. She's up against Congressman Roy Blunt for the Missouri Senate seat. And she's launched some controversial ads against him.
Whoa, that sounds creepy.
Yeah, the ad mimics the post-apocalyptic horror movie 28 Days Later. And you see images of the Deepwater Horizon explosion, the cleanup, and catch glimpses of a Republican opponent making a speech, which kind of leaves viewers with the impression that he doesn't want BP to pay for the spill.
And is that an accurate charge against Congressman Blunt?
No. The website factcheck.org concluded that doesn't represent his views at all. But Carnahan's campaign still points to Blunt's campaign contributions from oil and gas. In the past year, those added up to $130,000, more than any other member of the House Energy Committee, even more than Barton.
So that's what the Democrats are doing with this. How are Republicans handling the spill?
Well, they do like to point out that candidate Obama took more money from BP than any other candidate last time around. And they want to talk about oil, too. They just want to tell a different story with it. They say the administration hasn't done enough to respond to the spill. The Republican National Committee recently came out with an oil spill website of its own, Play Golf or Save the Gulf. If you go to it, you see a picture of the president on a golf course, and you're invited to build your own top five list of reasons why you should be angry with the president.
And are Republican candidates picking up on those talking points?
Yeah. In Florida, the Republicans' pick for Senate, Marco Rubio, was recently quoted saying the administration is guilty of insanity and incompetence in responding to the oil spill. And many Republicans have tried to distance themselves from Representative Barton's apology, but others are still openly critical of the pressure the administration has been putting on BP. Like in Kentucky, Republican Senate candidate Rand Paul said it's un-American. And former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich had this to say as he was campaigning for congressional candidate Brad Zahn in Iowa.
When the Secretary of the Interior said that they were going to put their boot on the neck of BP, I frankly thought he should be forced to resign that day because Americans... Any government official who believes they can put their boot on one neck believes they can put their boot on your neck. And that is fundamentally antithetical to the American model.
So what do you think, Mitra? Is any of this gaining traction with voters? Is this going to make a difference in the midterm elections?
You know, it's really hard to say. I think a lot depends on just how the cleanup goes and whether or not this will still be making headlines when elections really get started in the fall. I called up political strategist Dan Gerstein to see what he thinks. He worked on Joe Lieberman's successful Senate run as independent in 2006.
I don't think it's a win for anyone, in large part just because no one has looked good. The government has not responded well, at least that's the way the public perceives it. And there's no vindication, certainly, for the Republican anti-regulatory, anti-governmental mode these days.
Gerstein says that the spill probably won't be a game changer in politics or policy. But I think clearly Democrats want to make Republican ties to oil money toxic. And I think Republicans are trying hard to show that the Obama administration came up short in its response to the spill. So it'll be interesting to see what actually happens in November.
Mitra Taj, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mitra Taj is Living on Earth's Washington correspondent.